Jacaranda FM. Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, looking really good all over the place, unless you are the N3 highway between Modderfontein and about the Reading interchange. It's just chock-a-block at the moment.
The International Monetary Fund forecasts that South Africa's unemployment rate will worsen, reaching 33.5% this year and 33.9% by next year. This despite government promises to prioritize job creation. Meanwhile, Eskom announced that it will continue to suspend load shedding. This follows 3 weeks without it. And abroad in America, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, announced a vote on renewing long-delayed U.S. military aid to Ukraine and Israel. The move sets up a showdown with his own far-right wing that for months has blocked helping Ukraine. And staying on the international front, here's Renier van Sail from Efficient Private Clients with the latest international business headlines.
Tesla has asked its shareholders to approve moving its state of incorporation from Delaware to Texas, fulfilling CEO Elon Musk's promise in February after a Delaware court voided his $56 billion pay package. If successful, the decision will mean Musk collects shares worth $47.8 billion at today's share price. And then, shares of critical chip firm ASML dropped almost 6% today after the Netherlands-based firm saw its sales missing expectations.
A dollar is trading at R19.07, a euro R20.29, and a pound R23.71. Gold trading at $2,381.89 per fine ounce. Oil at $87.92 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fouchier. More news at 7.
Well, we start off with the live action. It's SA Women against Sri Lanka Women. South Africa made 301 for 5 in their 50 overs with a captain, Laura Volfart, playing a captain's knock of 184 of only 147 deliveries in response. Sri Lanka at the moment after 13 overs, 76 without loss. The other match, well, not so many runs there. 89 all out. That's what the Gujarat Titans made in their 20 overs in response. Well, it's not easy going for the Delhi Capitals. 67 for 4 the score at the moment. They need just another 23 runs and they've got 83 deliveries in which to get them in. And after the first leg lived up to the hype and then some, Manchester City and Real Madrid crossed paths once again in a return fixture for their Champions League quarterfinal second leg at the Etihad Stadium tonight. Much was said about the Foden versus Bellingham duel, and it seems that Bellingham is up for the challenge.
A few times so far the last couple of months my role's changed slightly, and you know, there's been little things that I've had to kind of tweak, and it means that maybe I'm doing a bit more work for the team, which I absolutely don't mind doing, but maybe I lose that effectiveness on the pitch. And like I said, it's up to me to try and regain that.
And returning to the scene of many Champions League capitulations, Arsenal set foot on the Allianz Arena turf once again tonight for the second leg of their mouth-watering quarterfinal against Bayern Munich. Both the teams and both legs are deadlocked at 3-all and 2-all respectively. LeBron James, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant will spearhead a star-studded United States Olympic basketball squad chasing their fifth straight gold medal at this summer's Paris Olympic Games. USA Basketball confirmed a formidable 12-man roster with a lot of NBA talent, including the MVP Joel Embiid, and as well as Boston Celtics standouts Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, the music you love, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
The year was 2004.
Yeah, lots of things happened. That Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction happened at the Super Bowl.
Was that it?
Yes. The Olympics went back to Greece, Athens, and President George Bush was re-elected.
And we were jolling.